Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Turning the Flywheel is a short business monograph by Jim Collins that extends the ideas introduced in Good to Great. Rather than presenting a broad theory of corporate transformation, the book focuses on a single practical framework, how organizations create momentum through a connected sequence of actions that reinforce one another over time. Collins uses the flywheel as a metaphor for disciplined, cumulative growth, where repeated effort produces increasing force rather than relying on one dramatic breakthrough. The book is aimed at leaders, founders, and managers who want to understand not just what success looks like, but how to structure the activities that generate it. Drawing on well-known examples such as Amazon and other organizations, Collins explains how to identify the components of a flywheel, test whether they fit together logically, and avoid the reactive behavior that often appears when companies lose clarity about how they create value. Its purpose is both conceptual and practical, offering a compact guide to implementing one of Collins' most durable ideas. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the flywheel as a model of cumulative momentum, not a single decisive move. The central idea of the monograph is that enduring organizational progress usually comes from steady, connected effort rather than from one dramatic intervention. Collins uses the image of a heavy flywheel to show that the first pushes may seem modest, even discouraging, because the system resists motion at the beginning. Over time, however, each turn adds energy to the next, so the same effort begins to yield disproportionate results. This matters because many leaders search for a breakthrough moment, a reinvention, or a miracle initiative, when the more reliable path is to build a sequence of reinforcing activities. The book therefore reframes strategy as momentum management. Success depends on understanding what consistently moves the flywheel forward and then continuing to apply pressure in the same direction. That emphasis makes the monograph especially useful for organizations that need disciplined execution, because it explains why patience and consistency can matter more than novelty. Secondly, identifying the unique components and sequence of your own flywheel. A major contribution of the book is its insistence that every organization must discover its own flywheel rather than copy someone else's. Collins argues that the most useful flywheel is not a generic formula, but a specific chain of components that fit together in a particular order. This means leaders need to examine what actually drives their organization, what actions reinforce one another, and what sequence converts effort into momentum. The monograph encourages rigorous questioning: what are the elements, how do they interact, and which step strengthens the next? That approach is important because a flywheel is only effective when it reflects real operational logic. If the parts are disconnected, the model becomes a slogan instead of a system. Collins also suggests that organizations should keep the flywheel limited and coherent rather than overloaded with too many moving parts. The value here is diagnostic as much as strategic leaders gain a tool for clarifying what truly matters and for stripping away activities that do not contribute to momentum. Thirdly, using Amazon as the archetype for flywheel thinking. Amazon serves as the clearest real-world example in the monograph and anchors the abstract concept in a recognizable business case. Collins describes how Jeff Bezos and the Amazon team took the flywheel idea and translated it into a company-specific engine of growth. The significance of this example is not that other firms should imitate Amazon directly, but that Amazon demonstrates how a powerful flywheel can be identified, named, and continuously refined. The company is presented as an archetype because it shows the logic of compounding actions in a highly visible form. One successful component strengthens another, creating a system that becomes more effective as it runs. This example also helps readers see that flywheel thinking is not limited to theory or to large corporations with unusual scale. It is a method for making strategic choices explicit by using Amazon. Collins illustrates the difference between having a vague growth aspiration and having a structured mechanism that explains how growth actually happens and how it can be accelerated over time. Fourthly, a tool for avoiding the doom loop and other reactive turnarounds, the monograph also works as a warning against the opposite of flywheel discipline, the doom loop. Collins connects this idea to organizations that lose confidence in their existing logic and respond by chasing new saviors, fads, restructurings, or untested strategies. Instead of building momentum, they reset themselves repeatedly and waste accumulated progress. The doom loop is important because it explains why many organizations fail after periods of apparent weakness or disappointment. Rather than understanding the system that produced earlier results, leaders become impatient and search for a sudden fix. Collins suggests that when a company is in trouble, the instinct to do something dramatic can be the very thing that deepens the problem. The flywheel framework therefore serves as a discipline against strategic instability. It encourages leaders to ask whether they are strengthening the core mechanism of performance or merely replacing it with a new story. This contrast between momentum and reaction gives the book a practical edge, especially for organizations under pressure. Lastly, applicability across business, healthcare, nonprofits, and smaller organizations. Although the book emerges from business strategy, Collins presents the flywheel as a broadly applicable framework rather than a model restricted to corporations. The case material and commentary show that the concept can be used in companies, healthcare institutions, nonprofits, arts organizations, and even smaller or local settings. This breadth is significant because it suggests that flywheel logic is not dependent on profit as the only measure of output. Any organization can examine how its actions reinforce one another and how momentum is built through repetition and alignment. The book is especially relevant for founders and leaders who need a way to organize growth without relying on constant reinvention. Its cross-sector reach also differentiates it from strategy books that focus narrowly on competitive advantage in traditional markets. Collins is making a more general claim about organizational coherence. When the parts of a system are aligned, the system can generate sustained force. That gives the monograph intellectual range while keeping its practical application concrete and immediately usable. In conclusion, Turning the Flywheel is best suited to founders, executives, strategists, and managers who want a concise framework for understanding how durable momentum is built. Readers who already know Good to Great will find it especially useful because it turns one of Collins' most famous ideas into a more explicit method for action. Those new to Collins will still benefit from the clarity of the flywheel metaphor, which is easy to grasp but difficult to apply well. The main practical gain is diagnostic. The book helps leaders identify what really drives their organization, test whether those drivers reinforce one another, and avoid the wasteful habit of chasing disconnected initiatives. Its intellectual value lies in translating a broad idea about greatness into a structured way of thinking about systems, sequence, and cumulative force. Compared with many business books that emphasize inspiration or disruption, this monograph stands out for its brevity, precision, and refusal to overcomplicate the model. It does not claim that all organizations grow the same way. Instead, it asks readers to discover the logic already inside their own operation and then strengthen it with discipline. If you would like to support Jim Collins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.